Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Charlene Johnson. Good morning to you, Charlene.
Good morning.
Well, usually you're talking about food on KJAN. We may mention food in just a smidge. The main reason we want to talk about something is a garage sale. Now, Charlene, I don't often talk about garage sales, but this one is really special. So when is it and where is it?
Okay. This one is, like she just said, it's very unique because we have things there that you can buy for Christmas already. Now, the garage sale is July 21st, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And, of course, if you're still there at 4, I'm sure that we will keep it open. Oh, my gosh, we got so many things to sell. We've got clothing. Now, those are soft, used clothing, jewelry, cookbooks, pillows, birdhouses, some really neat birdhouses, Christmas and Halloween decorations, and I'm going to be bringing out some Easter decorations. I ain't got my stuff out there yet. Containers, books. We even have one whole set of dishes. We do have some Coca-Cola glassware. Collectibles are some of the old typewriter utensils, a loose sight radio. Now, if anybody is in collects radios, this would be a great thing to get. Now, where it's going to be located is at Margaret Slepsky's at 2904 Chestnut Street. Now, this is sponsored by the Nishnab Valley Questers, Chapter 535. But, oh my gosh, we really would love to see all of you come out.
You bet. And we'll come back and remind people about the time and place and so on. And the other unique thing about this is when you pay your money, you really are donating to somebody else. It's not going in the Questers' pocket.
No, it's not. Now, we're going to be dividing equally between the American Legion Memorial Building, which a lot of us call the Armory here in town, here in Atlantic, and the Cass County Historical Museum, and that's in Griswold, and also the Coca-Cola Museum. So all profits go to these three organizations.
So I think that should make us feel good when we go find something we really, really want. We get it for a good price, and then we know the money goes to great, great things that are going on. So,
yes.
Yeah. So.
And if you haven't been to the Armory or the Coke Museum or Cass County, you are really missing out because first of all, the people are so friendly that are running this, and it's so many things of our history you really need to see. You know, Cass County has all that farm things that a local man built. It's great, a huge room of it. In the Armory, oh my gosh, they've done so many things. There's a, you know, little museum down there that you really, really need to see because people don't realize, especially your children. Bring your children to the Armory so they can learn just what the servicemen went through because, they really need to know. And of course, I'm in the Coke Museum and we have so many people. We've had people from all over the world come to visit us. It's a neat museum, so you need to come to see all three of these.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, often, people go, they travel across the country to see some tourist site, and they don't know what's going on right at home that people come from all over the world to see. So, yeah, we need to just keep reminding people to do that. Now, Questers, Charlene, I'm sure there are people who go, "What? I don't know what that is." So what is Questers?
A lot of people ask us what Questers. We love to study antiques, or we love to study old information. We get, things about the leper colony. We talk about even bathrooms, which were not called bathrooms. They were the three-holers way back. We talk about so many great things, and we meet in different homes. We meet in different areas. We always have a wonderful lunch because, you know, we all love to cook. And it's a great thing. And even if you don't collect antiques, just come and learn because a lot of it isn't just about an individual antique. It's about many, many different items and many different subjects. So you would enjoy it.
And often, as I understand, those programs are given by the members. So you learn more about the members and their interests.
Yes, it's always by a member. There's always usually a member giving the lesson and a member doing the lunch. So it's about two of us always in charge of it that day. It's great. We have gotten a lot of information, and I have learned so much from our Questers groups.
Mm-hmm. And when you say our Questers group, there are more than one in Atlantic.
There are two Questers groups. There's the Whitney and then also our Nishnab Valley. So You can just call me anytime, and I will direct you to whichever one you would like to go to join. Yes.
Is Questers an international organization?
Questers is an international. I wish I could remember exactly how long ago it started, but I know I have been in Questers at least 45 years. When I lived in Walnut, I was an officer in that one. And then when we moved to Atlantic, I joined the Nishna Valley one. It's just great. It's a great organization.
And, you know, we've given one example of what the Questers is doing here with this garage sale to give money to some interesting things going on. But Questers do other things for the community that I think a lot of times people don't know. Now, and I'm not sure if it's your group or the other group that gives an award at the Cass County Fair.
Ours gives an award at the Cass County Fair. So the child brings their furniture or whatever it is that they're going to display. And then we have like three of us go out and judge which one we'll choose. And then they get paid for that. They not only get paid, but then that money is to be passed on. So that helps someone else. So that is teaching the child then to give to others, give ahead mm-hmm. of time. And so it's a great organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have grants that various kinds of things that people can, of course, it's kind of related to history and antiques, historical buildings, mm-hmm. things that are of importance mm-hmm. to the community. But the State Association, I'm not sure about National Association, does have money available for those grants. So it's another way you give back.
They do. I think if any of you would go over to Walnut and go to the cemetery, you'll see that they redid. It was just a little building, and it's the neatest thing that they redid, but that's always been in the Walnut Cemetery. And so it's great to see that they refurbished that and you know, it looks like it's brand new. They did it exactly like it was prior before, but they had gotten grant money for doing that. So that's another thing that we try to improve on our communities.
And you mentioned history and the importance of having that passed on. And you know, as we accumulate more history, kids don't learn everything in school. There's no time to learn everything that there's possibly, and it's interesting.
Yeah, and that's one reason we encourage you to take your child to all the museums, especially the three that I've mentioned, because mm-hmm. they are great. Of course, there is museums all the way around, but, you know, if you go to the Cass County Museum, I think that one probably outdoes about every big museum in the country. They have done a beautiful job. We only have two small Coke museums, we being one of them, and I believe the other one's in Kentucky. Of course, then there's a large one in Atlanta. And then the Armory or the American Legion Memorial Building. That's a long thing to remember.
Yes,
it's much easier to call it the Armory. Oh, my gosh, so much history there. And it's just children need to be exposed to this.
Yes, and I'll just mention, I was one of the people who really thought it was important to call it the American Legion Memorial Building because that's why it was built. It was a memorial to World mm-hmm. War I, but it also was the armory from about the time it was built. That was sort of part of the deal in building it, is that we're going to have a National Guard unit that's going to use it. So it comes together, and I have no problem with calling it the armory. It was mm-hmm. the armory until 2000, and I always forget that date, 11, I believe. I might be wrong about that. Anyhow, the National Guard closed it down, and the city took it over. And they were going to tear it down. And so ARISE, Atlantic Rock mm-hmm. Island Society Enterprise, that owns the depot, paid a dollar for it.
So isn't that wonderful? I mean, that building is great. It needed a lot of work. It still needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a kitchen in there. And I'm just so excited about getting a large kitchen there because, you know, I'd love to cook and I love to cater. So I'm anxious that we can help them out with just a little bit of more money to refurbish that kitchen.
And you know, kitchens are very expensive, whether they're home kitchens or public kitchens.
And if you're going to make it so that you can cook for the public, you know, you have to do, there's certain standards you have to go by. So yes, it's going to become costly.
Okay, so you can help support that as well as the other two museums by coming to the garage sale when and where, Charlene?
Okay, it's July 21st from 9 to 4. It's at Margaret Slepsky's at 2904 Chestnut Street. So you go straight out south on Chestnut Street, and you'll see the signs as you're going out, because we're going to be start stabbing those into the ground like tomorrow. So,
and I should mention, it's actually in a barn that's behind Margaret's house.
Yes.
So actually you can drive in her driveway and go back.
They can drive. You can drive in the driveway and go into the pasture. Now, once that's full, we do have a golf cart that we will take people back and forth. So don't worry that you're going to have to walk a long ways.
Very good. Okay, that's tomorrow, Saturday, 9 to 4. Don't miss out on the bargains. And we want to thank you very much, Charlene Johnson, for all the work you're doing along with Margaret and a whole lot of other people to put this all together.
Well, thank you for allowing us to do this.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Our happiness is greatest when we contribute most to the happiness of others.